Welcome to Perek Hey of Dibra Yomim Base. We're still talking about the Base Hamikdash over here and how Shlomo built it. So it's interesting, Shlomo didn't use the gold and silver that David had collected for the construction of the Base Hamikdash. He left them in the treasury. Now, the question is why exactly he did that. So there's Rashi over here, the beginning of the Perek, Pasuk Aleph actually, says because he says the money should have been used to purchase food in the three-year famine. Do you remember the three-year famine based on counting the people? Rather than allowing people to go hungry. Therefore, Shlomo said, it's inappropriate for me to use that money for the Beis HaMikdash. Interesting. Is that because Beis HaMikdash was a place of peace and Shlemus, and in the same way that David HaMelech couldn't build it because he spilled blood, here he harmed people and therefore you can't use that money? Not sure. Either way, Rashi says an additional idea. Shlomo knew in the future that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. Right? He said, look, the nations are going to claim that their God had destroyed the Beis HaMikdash in order to take back the gold and silver that David had looted from the temples, the idolatrous temples or whatever that he'd invaded. Therefore, he wanted to avoid all of that. He didn't use this money. Now, Barbanel says a third reason. He says this is a kiyum, a fulfillment of the prophetic words of Nosan Anavi, who said that David wasn't going to build the Beis HaMikdash. That also meant that his funds, his finances weren't going to be part of building the Beis HaMikdash. Now, I guess we have to be so careful, firstly, the way we amass money, but secondly, we have to be so careful that everything should be peaceful, you know, such that because David was involved in war, even the money couldn't go into the Beis HaMikdash. That's fascinating. Either way, we have here sacrifices are offered because we're now celebrating the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, which was, if you remember, Sukkot's time. In fact, the Gemara in Moed Kotel makes it very clear that they did not fast that year in Yom Kippur. The celebration was so important. The celebration was so phenomenal. The Simcha was so phenomenal. They were blessed with children as well. The Shechina was on the Beis HaMikdash. There was Leviim. There was musical instruments. The Kohanim actually could not serve in the Beis HaMikdash initially because of the cloud that enveloped it. And the sheer volume of Karbonos meant that the standard 24 rotor system of Mishmaros had to be suspended temporarily. There were just so many Karbonos. That's the fifth perek of Sefer Divrei Yomim Beis.